Catherine Gauvier's Postcard Number 18, The Pleasures of Home. This fall, I was going to travel a lot. I was going to walk the Philosopher's Path in Kyoto, where the maple leaves turned red. I was going to attend a terrific literary festival and spend a night on a houseboat in southern India's backwaters. It was exciting to contemplate, but life intervened, and now I am not doing any of it, so I'm a bit sad. However, I decided to be positive about the change of plans. Just think how many shoeless venturings through security x-rays I have missed. And no need to be tearing open small foil bags of pretzels while breathing diesel air or waking up at 2 a.m. convinced it's morning. I will not be rushing all the time during the weeks before and after. I sleep in my own bed, and most of the time I will not be reminded of my stubborn monolingualism. And I now have 3 completely unexpected, glaringly empty weeks in my Google Calendar. Wait, more than that. The clocks went back an hour on Sunday, so I had a bonus hour to think about how to spend my time. Here's what I came up with. November at home is great. Okay, it's book prize season, always a good time to leave town. But it's character building to try to rise above the gossip, and not hard, especially when the leaves are crisp and golden and kickable on the sidewalks. Sunsets, which now begin at 4:30 in the afternoon, are rosy and visible through bare branches from my 3rd-floor, west-facing office. Speaking of my office, I decided to clean it out, throwing away old business cards and to-do lists from 2006. Yesterday I even emptied my inbox and had the joy of running into messages like this. May the hero of my latest novel that never gets finished fuck one of your female personages? In more than one way I'm struck by her. That was from a guy in Holland. I thought I had deleted it, along with those baby boomers' death count messages. Anyway, it's gone now. The whole room looks better. I've finally moved the research materials for the ghost brush, also known as the printmaker's daughter, into 3 banker's boxes, and now enjoy clear space on my office floor. I need this space as the pile of books, newspaper clippings, and notebooks for my new novel is growing. I'm so short of space that I've developed a thing where I put little piles of bathtub-steamed, pre-enjoyed mass-market paperbacks in a box under the tree in front of the house. It's usually the nannies who stop to pick them up, women from other countries here on the domestic immigration ticket. When I see them, I come out and recommend. It's my version of Goodreads. They're excited to have the books and probably wouldn't have gone into a bookstore to buy them. Another great reader is our postwoman. She rang the bell today and said she was loving the selection she'd found in my pile. One of them was even signed to you, she said. Whoops. Of course, the real bonus is I have time to write. That's a kind of travel, and there are no lineups.